Good, eh?
Hello, Randy.
Wow, Nomad's looking great. Never seen it look this shiny.
Well, that's because after hours of deliberation, I have selected this car for you to take your driver's test in.
Over the Mustang and the Austin Healey? How'd they take it?
Well, the Mustang took it okay. But the Austin Healey's in a bit of a snit.
Dad, I wanted to talk to you about my driver's appointment.
Okay.
I called down there to make an appointment, and they were all booked up on Saturday, so I made it for tomorrow.
Well, I can't go tomorrow. I'm working.
I know. Mom will take me.
Oh, no. No, no. There's certain first times in a boy's life you don't want your mom with you, and this is the main one. A week from Saturday, we'll go.
Dad, I don't want to wait a
week. You can wait a week. Wait a week for me.
I don't want to wait a week. I'll have Brad take me.
Well, no, a father's supposed to be there for the great moments in his son's life.
Dad, you weren't there when I was born.
But this is big.
I know how important this
is. No,
this
is, you don't know how important this is. This is really a big deal for me.
Dad, there's going to be other occasions.
What other occasions?
Well, you know, first dead battery, license renewals, tickets. You'll be right by my side for all of them.
You're not just saying this?
I promise.
God bless you, son.
Tool time.
For those of you who just joined us, where the hell have you been?
Well, we've already shown you how to run wire through a framed wall before the drywall is up.
That's right, Al. And next, we'll show how to run wire through an existing wall, which can be tough. You'll find yourself in a very tight spot.
Which Tim is very good at getting us into.
Well, Al's also good in getting in tight spots. You wedged yourself into those trousers, didn't you?
Now, sometimes, you know, conduit, water pipes, insulation can make it very difficult to run wire. Tim, give me a hand here.
All right.
Now, as you can see from this cutout wall, running wire through here would be very difficult.
But not for our next guest. Let's give a warm tool time welcome for master electrician Judy McHale.
Hi,
Judy. Judy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I understand you have a very unique way of running wire through tight, difficult spaces.
That's right, Tim. I call it Judy's way.
Oh, fascinating. Do you have a unique tool that you use?
You betcha. Right here in Judy's toolbox.
Okay, why don't you open it with Judy's hand?
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a rat.
Yeah.
What do you call this?
I call it Judy's rat.
A welcome addition to any toolbox. Does he come in metric?
Oh!
Judy, why don't you tell the audience what you've trained that rat to do?
Oh, I've taught him to run all kinds of wire through walls, including computer wire for schools.
So, you need that rat before you can use your mouse.
Judy takes her work very seriously.
Judy needs a man.
Judy heard that. It's true, though. I've also taught this little fella how to run wire through walls filled with asbestos.
Well, that would explain the cough, then, wouldn't it? Why don't we put the little electrician through his paces, okay?
Right.
Judy put the rat in the opening up here.
And then Tim is going to reward him with a piece of cheese at the bottom.
You can see by the complexity of this wall, it'll be very hard to do this by hand. That's where the rat comes in very handy. When he comes down the bottom, a little wine and cheese party to celebrate. Hmm?
There we go.
All right. What's next?
Oh, well, you need the cheese.
Heidi?
I left it on the work bench.
Sorry.
It won't work without cheese, Tim.
I can motivate a rat. Watch this. Come on, we'll get it going. Right. Okay, come on. Woo-hoo. Go on down there. Put your hand down there. Come on. Ready. Come on.
Meow.
Meow. Stop.
What's the matter, Tim?
Oh, Judy's rat bit Tim's nose.
Judy has a confession to make. Judy's rat doesn't know how to wire this wall because it's really not Judy's rat.
What?
And I'm not really Judy.
Well, who are you?
I'm Judy's sister, Trudy. I just wanted to meet Al.
Hi, guys. What's that?
Well, the bass player in Ronnie's band quit, so I'm taking his place.
Hey, that's wonderful. Well, except you don't know how to play.
Didn't stop the last guy. Besides, Ronnie's teaching me.
What do you play in the band?
Ronnie's our singer. Yeah.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. Because normally you're kind of a quiet and private person, and I'll bet that when you're on stage, that allows you to open up emotionally and connect with the audience.
No. Come on, Ronnie. Let's play.
Play it.
What happened to you?
I don't want to talk about it. You see, Randy's not back from his driver's test yet.
Yeah, and I've been thinking.
Oh, no.
I still think that we shouldn't let him drive at night for a while.
You take away his night driving privileges, that's humiliating. You might as well just put him in a dress and give him a bus pass.
Look, I'm not just pulling this out of thin air. A lot of states have passed nighttime driving laws because teenagers have more accidents after dark.
It's a good law, but I've driven with him at night, and he's a good driver.
I know. I just want him to have a little more experience behind the wheel before we send him out in the dark.
You know, night isn't as dark as it was when we first started driving.
What?
El Nino. Come on, he's going to be just fine. And we can't have different rules for different kids. We let Brad drive it his first night.
Well, yeah, and he rear-ended somebody.
That could happen to anybody.
Then he lied about it.
He was scared.
Then the guy he hit tried to sue us. Our insurance rates went through the roof, and so did you.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Yes.
I got bit by a rat today. Hey.
Hey, what happened to you?
Forget about it, Brad. It's Chinatown. Well, what happened?
Well, I got some bad news.
Oh, God, you failed the test.
The bad news is you have another teenage driver to insure.
You. Congratulations. Yeah.
Congratulations, honey.
Right. Yeah, I'm glad I took him. You know, it brought back a lot of old, great memories from when I started driving. I'm proud of you, kid.
Thanks, Pops.
This is great. I can't believe I actually have my license.
Yeah, Randy, your father and I want to talk to you about that.
Oh, I know, I know. Buckle up, drive slow, and always yield to a classic car.
Actually, there's more.
Well, could you make it quick? I'm taking Lauren out for dinner and to drive up to Grosse Pointe.
That's great. That's great. You know what might be an even greater idea? Is you drive up there during the day and you check it out. So if you ever got there at night, you'd know the night would be a little darker. So you'd have the darkness would be different than the day.
Dad, what are you talking about?
What your father is trying to say is that we're uncomfortable with you driving at night.
Well, don't worry about it. I'll be fine. Car's got headlights, Mom.
No, honey, you don't understand. You see, we are so uncomfortable that in order to alleviate our discomfort, we're not going to let you do it.
What? Dad?
I'm in total agreement with your mom on this. It's just for a short time.
Yeah, a month.
A month? I thought we were thinking about a week.
You might have thought that, but what we meant was a month.
This is totally unfair.
Look, nighttime driving is trickier. We just want you to master daytime driving first.
Mom, you let Brad drive at night as soon as he got his license.
Yeah, and he had an accident, didn't he?
So why do I have to pay for Brad's screw-ups?
Well, that's kind of how the system works, you know? You pay for Brad's mistakes, and Mark will pay for your mistakes.
What mistakes have I made?
Well, for starters, having Brad as a brother.
This makes no sense. How could you let Mom talk you into this?
I got bit by a rat today.
Hello? Yeah, just a second. Mark, it's for you. Another call for Mark. You know, this band thing is making him really popular. His calls have doubled.
Yeah, that's two this month.
Well, I'm back, safe and sound, before the danger of nightfall rears its ugly little head.
Did you and Lauren have a good time?
Oh, yeah, we had another lovely, wonderful afternoon date. We caught a 3:30 matinee filled with old people explaining the movie to each other. Then we went to an early bird dinner filled with old people saying,
"Does a salmon have bones? I hate bones."
Hey, Mom? Our band got a rehearsal studio for the night. Can I go? I'll be back by 11.
No, honey, it's a school night.
Oh, come on, Mom. Just this once.
I don't know.
Mom, think about it. Mark playing somewhere that's not here.
Well, your grades have been really good lately. So, okay, just, you know, get your stuff. I'll drop you off on the way to the PTA meeting.
Thanks, Mom.
I don't believe it. When I was his age, you never would have let me go out this late on a school night.
Well, you also never had trouble making friends the way he does. This thing has been really good for him.
Wait a second, let me get this straight. Mark gets fewer rules because he's a dork. And I get more rules because Brad's a dork?
That's night driving dork to you.
Hey, Mom, I'm ready.
Look, honey, I gotta go to this meeting, I promise. When I get back, we're gonna talk about this some more, okay? Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
Does this seem completely unfair to you?
Why would you want my opinion? I'm just a dork.
Good point.
Where are you going?
I don't know, but I'm driving there in the dark.
Mark's gonna pay for this.
We're back.
Oh, how was the PTA meeting?
It was great. Me and the metal shop teacher heckled the principal the entire time.
Yeah, God, I was so proud. Where is Randy?
I really don't know. I maybe he's in bed.
It's 9:15.
Well, you know he ate dinner at 4.
You drank all the root beer.
There's some more in the garage.
Actually, I'll get it, Dad.
Well, I'm closer. I'll get it.
Mom, where are you going?
Downstairs. If he's awake, I want to talk to him.
I don't really think you should go down there.
Why not?
Well, because if he's sleeping, it'll be dark, and you could trip and fall and wake him up.
I found a liquor out there. Odd thing, though, I couldn't find the Nomad.
Oh, no.
It's not in the driveway, not in the garage. Where is the station wagon, Brad?
Well, it is called a Nomad. Maybe it wandered off.
Enough with the jokes. Where's the Nomad?
All right. Randy took off with it after you guys left. He was really mad.
Where'd he go?
I don't know.
Your brother's out driving alone in the dark with all the nuts out there, and all you could say is you don't know?
Well, I saved you some pizza.
Where do you think he went?
I don't know, but he'll be back in, well, I'm guessing maybe a month.
What's that supposed to mean?
Come on. He's driving around because you punished him for something Brad did.
I'm not punishing him. Besides, I thought we agreed about this.
No. We agreed that he shouldn't be driving at night for a while. You came up with this 30-day month thing all by yourself.
Well, I'm just trying to protect Randy.
The same way you protected him by letting Mark stay out till 11 o'clock on a school night, something you've never let Randy do.
Well, I let Randy do other stuff. I do want to argue about this now. I got to go find
him. You're not going anywhere. He's going to be fine. He's doing what you psychiatrists call acting out.
Yeah, he's acting out.
Out, up, in, over, between. It's just psycho dribble. He just feels like... He feels like he's being treated unfairly. That's the problem.
You know, he said something about going to Grosse Pointe. Maybe I should just drive up there and look for him.
Yeah. Go up there, find him and his girlfriend, make it out in the car, wrap up the window. I'm just here to protect my little baby.
Okay, you're right. Bad idea. Just wait here for him. Give him a chance to come home.
Just have a little bit of pizza.
Cheese.
Hey, Brad, is Alvin over here?
Yeah, Tim, I'm kind of worried about Randy. After you go pick up Mark, will you drive around and look for him?
Sure.
Drive around a city of 6 million going, Randy, Randy.
Tim, take the cell phone with you. If you see him, you can call me, or if he comes home, I'll call you. Right. What's my number?
I don't know. It's your phone.
Well, I never call myself.
Well, I never call you either. Why do we have this thing?
I don't know. Just...
Randy! Randy!
Eddie, hola, senora!
Hi, Wilson. What are you doing?
Well, I just came from a Cinco de Mayo party. Might I serenade you with a chorus of Celito Lindo?
Maybe some other time. You know, I'm kind of worried about Randy.
Randito?
Yeah, he took off with one of our cars.
Ooh, Randito Bendito.
Are you drunk?
Excuse me. Finito.
See, Randy's really mad at me because I won't let him drive at night the way I let his brother.
Well, was that because of Brad's accident?
Well, yeah. Tim thinks I've been really unfair. I'm beginning to think he's right.
Well, why is that?
Well, you know, I make different rules for different kids. Mm. Let Mark stay out late on a school night, which I never would let the other guys do.
Right.
I'm an inconsistent parent.
Well, todos empleados tienen que lavarse las manos, maybe antes de volver al trabajo.
All employees must wash their hands before returning to work.
All right, maybe I had one margarita. But I do have something to say about you being an inconsistent parent.
What's that?
Well, you know, the essayist Ralph Waldo Emerson said, a foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of minds. You know, Randy and Brad and Mark, they're totally different kids. To give them one set of rules would be folly.
So you're saying that I was right not to let Randy drive at night?
No. I'm just saying you should treat his child according to his individual needs.
Well, maybe Randy didn't need for me to be overprotective of him driving. I mean, he's driven with him. He's a great driver.
Muy bueno.
So, when he comes home, I guess I'll, you know, tell him I'm sorry.
Exactamente.
Wilson, can I give you some advice?
Sí.
Lose the Spanish accent, but keep those Toreador pants. Brad, how can you eat such a huge sandwich so late at night?
Well, Randy's gone. I'm eating for two.
All right, I'm back. Let me have it.
Randy, where have you been?
I was just driving around.
Randy.
Mom, I realized it was stupid for me to take the car, but I felt if I was being punished, I might as well do something to deserve it.
Oh, God. I have been a nervous wreck.
I'm sorry, Mom. I just thought that I was getting a raw deal.
Well, you were. I know you're a good driver. I shouldn't have let Brad's accident affect the way that I treated you. I was wrong.
Wait, let me get this straight. Did you just say you were wrong?
Sometimes parents make mistakes.
Yeah, but they never admit it. I mean, this is huge.
Yeah, especially since you stole our car.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mom. Since this is your first offense, I'll let you off with a warning, and I hope you do the same for me.
Hope again.
You stop playing that thing? Throw it in the car. Ding, 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 ding. You're driving me crazy with that. Stop it.
Oh. Well, look who's back. Mr. Grand Theft Auto.
I wouldn't want to be you right now.
I wouldn't want to be you ever.
Mom. It's been a shakeup in the band. I'm now lead tambourine.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play your song somewhere else. Yeah, shut the car out at night. You take the car. It's like stealing it. She's worried sick. I need an explanation
Dad,
for this.
Dad, I'm sorry.
Sorry,
look,
doesn't cut
we've
it
already
right
talked
now.
It all out. I told him that I went overboard and that you were right.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you what. She said I was right?
Well, she didn't use your name specifically.
It doesn't matter. This is huge.
Can we talk about the punishment that he's going to get for taking the car?
Thank God he's back in one piece. The car, I assume, is all right?
Yeah, it's fine, although it was pulling to the left a little, so I put some air in the tires.
Did you get the good air?
Yeah, Dad, I went to Smitty's, hose across from pump number 4. I got
right,
you.
Right, right. Did you talk to Smitty about the new air cleaner?
Yeah, you know, he's having marital problems.
His wife and him never got along the whole thing. The car,
that.
He's just was making two spots.
I know. Can we get back to the punishment thing?
You did take the car. We told you not to. I say it's fair, a week without any driving at all.
1 week? Wait, I couldn't drive for a month after I got in my accident.
No, it's a completely different situation.
Well, not to me. I mean, how can you give him less punishment than you gave me?
We have to treat each one of you differently, according to your needs.
And who decides what our needs are?
We do. Right, Tim?
Huh?
Tim, how come every time I try to have an important parenting discussion, you tune out?
I got bit by a rat this week.
What do you think of Mark's band?
Sounds like they're playing my bench grinder. I'm gonna make sure they're not fiddling with my stuff up. Senator of Europe to study the gypsies.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Take it, Mark.
Yeah. Wow. That was great, guys.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Really great.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you call that?
The happy clown.
You're a very strange little man, Ronnie.
Where are you going?
I don't know, but I'm driving there in the dark.
Why don't we look at our pint sign electrician and...
All sorts of things back here, like asbestos and